All right, let's do it. Text 24. Sarva Sadguna Mahatmye Yesa Krishnam Anuvrataha Ranti Deva Ivodaro Yayati Reva Dharmikaha. This child will be almost as good as Lord Sri Krishna by following in his footsteps. In magnanimity, he will become as great as King Rantideva, and in religion, he will be like Maharaj Yayati. So again, there's a description of Rantideva, Yayati. And so, when you all read that, those pastimes are pretty informative. Okay, then text 25. Dritya bali sama krishne prarada eva sadgraha aharta isho ashwamedanam vridanam paryupasakaha. This child will be like Bali Maharaj in patience, a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna like Prahlad Maharaj, a performer of many ashwamedha horse sacrifices, and a follower of the old and experienced men. So again, Prabhupada gives description of those two great personalities. Text 26. Raja Rishinam Janayita Sasta Chodpata Gaminam Nigrahita Kaler Esha Bhuvo Dharmasya Karanar. This child will be the father of kings who will be like sages. For world peace and for the sake of religion, he will be the chastiser of the upstarts and the quarrelsomes. Prabhupada writes that the wisest man in the world is a devotee of the Lord. So if we all want to be wise, we have to become devotee of the Lord. The sages are called wise men, and there are different types of wise men for different branches of knowledge. Unless, therefore, the king or the head of the state is the wisest man, he cannot control all type of wise men in the state. That's an interesting statement. In the line of royal succession in the family of Maharaj Yudhishthira, all the kings, without exception, were the wisest men of their times. And so also it is foretold about Maharaj Parikshit and his son Maharaj Janamejaya, who was yet to be born. Because he says this is the father of kings who will be like sages also. And then a few lines down, after explaining that he will chastise Kali and so on, Prabhupada gives the symptoms of Kali are wine, women, gambling and slaughterhouses. So therefore these are four principles that we follow. No intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling and no meat eating. Wise rulers of all states should take lessons from Maharaj Parikshit in how to maintain peace and morality by subduing the upstarts and quarrelsome people who indulge in wine, illicit connection with women, gambling and meat eating supplied by regularly maintained slaughterhouses. So a lot of people don't like to read these things because they want to do all these four things. Right? Now the New Year, Happy New Year, they drink wine, they all do nonsense, gamble and then eat meat and all, right? So if you say Happy New Year and then you can't have any of these things, how they feel? Angry only, right?
See, one person off his long back, I was telling him, I don't eat this, I don't eat this, I don't eat meat, etc. He said, what do you eat, man? He was like...
Yeah, you should bring him a samosa and give him, then he'll know what you're eating. Then they'll appreciate you, oh, okay, this is good. Yeah. So Prabhupada writes further down, in this age of Kali, regular license is issued for maintaining all of these different departments of quarrelsome people. So that's why this is a problem here. So how can they expect peace and morality in the state? It's not possible. And then finally he says, peace and morality can prosper only by the principles of Maharaj Parikshit and his followers. Very simple. Text 27. तक्षकार आत्मनो मृत्युं द्विजा पुत्रोपसर्जितात् प्रपत्स्यता उपसृत्या मुक्तसंगापदं हरे. After hearing about his death, which will be caused by the bite of a snake bird sent by a son of a brahmana, he will get himself free from all material attachment and surrender unto the personality of Godhead, taking shelter of him. So even that also foretold. And sometimes, you know, you don't know what's going to happen to you, but here everything you know. So he can prepare for himself, you know. But this is amazing. It's foretold that he is going to take shelter of the Lord and go back to Godhead. Text 28. Jiknasitatma yatatiyo munir vyasa sutat asau hitveda nirpa gangayam yasyati attakuto bayam. After inquiring about the proper self-knowledge from the great philosopher, son of Vyasadeva, he will renounce all material attachment and achieve a life of fearlessness. Yeah, so it's again explains how he gets the knowledge. Bhagavatam spoken by Shukadeva Goswami to him. Material knowledge means ignorance of the knowledge of one's own self. Philosophy means to seek after the right knowledge of one's own self, of the knowledge of self-realization. Without self-realization, philosophy is dry speculation or a waste of time and energy. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right knowledge of one's own self, and by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can get free from material attachment and enter into the kingdom of fearlessness. Kingdom of fearlessness is Vaikuntha. Okay. Right. And then towards the end of that paragraph, liberation of mukti means getting relief from these constant anxieties, so many anxieties. This is possible only when the quality of anxiety is changed by devotional service of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us a chance to change the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. So you can have anxiety for Krishna, but not anxiety for yourself. And how is it done? It's done in the association of learned philosopher like the self-realized Shukadeva Goswami, the great son of Sri Vyasadeva. Maharaj Parikshit, after receiving warning of his death, took advantage of this opportunity by association with Shukadeva Goswami and achieved the desired result. And of course, most of us, if we know we are going to die, what are we going to do tomorrow? You will just sit and chant? You sure?
Invite devotees to chant also, because one may not be able to chant.
Yeah, invite devotees to chant with you. Will all the devotees come?
Some
will come, yeah. Some devotees who care, they will come. Others who think they have to call, make phone calls, they'll go out every now and then. Yeah, it's like that. You think about it, you know, if tomorrow you have to die, what will you do? You'll cry. Cry that you wasted time, or really cry because you're going to die? You don't know, right? You all never experienced something that really is scary in your life, right? That's why you don't know. When you experience that, then you'll think twice. As you grow older, you'll get a lot of opportunities. Yeah, it will come. It'll come. If you don't really practice hard, Krishna is so kind, he'll show you what scare or fearlessness is, fearfulness. Then you will take more shelter of Krishna. Then you really have to change the way you live. So it's important that the Bhagavatam is, this first two cantos are very important. Prabhupada really writes a lot for us to wake up, actually. The other cantos, they're okay, but in these two cantos, he actually gives the full way of getting out of this material.
First canto purports alone.
Yeah. It's actually complete, the first canto. Prabhupada has given the full thing there. So he doesn't recommend going onto a sapta and all this to here, because it's not going to help us. But when you read, in like we are reading, we can think our life we shouldn't waste and so on. But if you go to 7 day Saptah, you don't think like that. You will not think like that. You'll just think, oh, that's a nice katha, he spoke nicely. So, text 29. Iti rajna upadisya viprajataka kovidaha labdha pachitaya sarve pratijagmu swakan grihan. Thus, those who are expert in astrological knowledge and in performance of the birth ceremony instructed King Yudhishthira about the future history of the child. Then, being sumptuously remunerated, they all returned to their respective homes. So, brahmanas, you have to feed them. And Prabhupada says all this knowledge, everything is coming from Vedas. And the Vedas are guides for human beings. It's like a manual, how to live their lives properly. It has all branches of information or categories and so on. Upavedas and Vedas. Now, in the middle of that first paragraph, Prabhupada writes, the specific intelligent class of men who were devoted particularly to the knowledge of the Vedas were called the Vipras, or the graduates of Vedic knowledge. So they study very carefully. There are different branches of knowledge in the Vedas, of which astrology and pathology are two important branches necessary for the common man. So the intelligent men, generally known as the Brahmanas, took up all the different branches of Vedic knowledge to guide society. Even the Department of Military Education, Dhanurveda, were also taken up by such intelligent men, and the Vipras were also teachers of this section of knowledge, as were Dronacharya, Kripacharya, etc. So Vipras means they go to sections of it and become masters of those things. It's a title like that. It's like qualification, no? PhD, like that. So Brahmana with Vipra title like that. The word Vipra mentioned here is significant. There is a little difference between the Vipras and Brahmanas. Vipras are those who are expert in karmakanda or fruitive activities. So they branch, they study very carefully, guiding the society towards fulfilling material necessities of life. Whereas the Brahmanas are expert in spiritual knowledge or transcendence. So that's the difference. So one is Jnana Kanda and the other one is Upasana Kanda. Okay. Alright. And the last paragraph. Amongst the Karmakanda experts, the expert Jataka Vipras were good astrologers who could tell all the future history of a born child simply by the astral calculations of the time Lagna. Okay, nowadays they don't use Brahmanas, or they use probably a monkey or a pigeon or a parrot. And then they'll...
Computer.
And then they'll try to read your Jataka from that. So you don't know whether what kind of Vipras they are.
The computer,
right? Yeah. Some Sudra is matching you. Right? That's why I say that's very difficult nowadays. Unless you go through devotee, at least something, you know. Bhanu Maharaj can do that, that's true. So you can ask him.
Does the service freely?
Freely, yes. Yeah, but Maharaj will do that. Yeah. You can write to him.
Birth time also, we don't know how precisely recorded,
no, Prabhu. Just chant Hare Krishna. Yeah, because your birth chart, according to what you know, it will be completely different from what you are. Then how you believe, what is it, right? So best don't worry about these things.
I was born in a very small village.
And they had small time.
My uncle went to the school, ran to the school to see the time. What accuracy you
can just subtract the time for our time.
How long it takes to run?
Actually, like, there are experts, even if your time is wrong, they know that this is incorrect, they correct it.
It's very difficult.
Science.
Yeah, but it's not easy though. Generally, the way they do before is that they are supposed to roll a die,
As long as the die is rolling, they will take right. As soon as it stops, they'll stop. And so whatever is written, that is then based on your karma, whatever. They read. So this amazing talent they used to have. Now they don't do such things.
At least now in India, various holy dhams which are very, very ancient and well recognized. So those pandas over there have some kind of a leaflets and information of everybody, and they'll ask you some gotara location, and then they'll pull out some leaf and tell you something about life.
That's like
Bhrigu.
Met somebody in Rajasthan.
Long time.
Past, present, future.
Yeah, but it's a. You can go and look at them, but for me, I don't even want to know. Just let Krishna and Guru take care of us. It will affect you, definitely. Especially if you can remember things very well, and then you. Yeah, what?
Maharaj said, Brahmacharis, no consulting of astrology. Grihasthas, for some specific.
Yeah, reasons, like he said, like characteristics like that.
Specific stuff,
yeah.
Like when you're conducting some function, yeah, or marriage or something, you can consider. That's Maharaj guidance.
Very difficult, I'm telling you. If you go too deep, you actually drown in it. And you don't know how to come out, like Aswatthama don't know how to withdraw the Brahmastra. So that's what will happen. You'll completely ruin everything. So therefore, be like Arjuna or be just like a simple devotee.
Actually, once an astrologer came and Prabhupada was there. So Prabhupada, just for fun, he asked each and every devotee to show his form.
Right.
And then the astrologer came to Prabhupada. He said, "I am done with it."
Yeah.
And then he told the devotees that, you know, once you clap your hands before Jagannath, all your karma is flying. So
yeah.
So you can just forget it.
Yeah. But Prabhupada knew astrology very well also. So he could talk to the astrologer to find out where they are at. He was very good at it. Yeah. Text 30. Sa esa loke vikyatah parikshit iti yad prabhu. Purvam drishtam anudhyayan parikshita nareshvahya. The child would become famous in the world as Parikshit, examiner, because he would come to examine all human beings in his search after that personality whom he saw before his birth. Thus he would come to constantly contemplate him. So it's great fortune. He saw Krishna and he's so attracted. So all his life he's thinking of Krishna. So therefore impressions are very important from a young age. So samskaras, good samskaras, when you do, all those purification is good for the child. And at the same time, impression, as parents, if you behave properly, the child will also remember my parents behave properly, that they chanted their rounds, they didn't cheat. Otherwise they'll tell you years from now, you didn't do this, why are you telling me? So they're already doing it, right? Yeah.
Prabhupada says, he always remembered his father coming and doing the worship every day night.
Yeah, Prabhupada always says that. Ting, 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 he says. He hears his father does puja. So that is a very good experience for him. So in the second paragraph, Srila Prabhupada writes, Srila Jiva Goswami remarks in this connection that every child, a given impression of the Lord from his very childhood, certainly becomes a great devotee of the Lord like Maharaj Parikshit. One may not be as fortunate as Maharaj Parikshit to have the opportunity to see the Lord in the womb of his mother, but even if he is not so fortunate, he can be made so if the parents of the child desire him to be so. There is a practical example in my personal life in this connection. My father was a pure devotee of the Lord, and when I was only 4 or 5 years old, my father gave me a couple of forms of Radha and Krishna. In a playful manner, I used to worship these deities along with my sister, and I used to imitate the performances of a neighboring temple of Radha Govinda. By constantly visiting this neighboring temple and copying the ceremonies in connection with my own deities of play, I developed a natural affinity for the Lord. My father used to observe all the ceremonies befitting my position. Later on, these activities were suspended due to my association in the schools and colleges, and I became completely out of practice. But in my youthful days, when I met my spiritual master, actually, when he stopped doing those things, the deities appeared to him in dream and said, "Why have you abandoned worshipping me?" Right. But in my youthful days, when I met my spiritual master, Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, again I revived my old habit, and the same playful deities became my worshipful deities in proper regulation. This was followed up until I left the family connection, and I'm pleased that my generous father gave the first impression, which was later developed later into regulative devotional service by His Divine Grace, His Guru. Maharaj Prahlada also advised that such impressions of a godly relation must be impregnated from the beginning of childhood. Otherwise, one may miss the opportunity of the human form of life, which is very valuable, although it is temporary like others. So, you have to do that, you know. You have to do that. Otherwise, it's a waste. A good opportunity wasted. And just like you can see yourselves that you didn't get that opportunity when you were young, but you came now, so don't lose that opportunity to give your children that. Huh? So you have to think like that. Because we want to help others, whether your own children or other children, but you have to help. Text 31. Sa rajaputra vavride ashu shukla ivo dupaha apuryamanaha pitrivi kashta vir eva so anvaham. As the moon in its waxing fortnight develops day after day, so the royal prince Parikshit very soon developed luxuriantly under the care and full facilities of his guardian grandfathers. Text 32. Yakshyamano asvamedena jyati droha jihasaya raja labda dano dadyo nanyatra karadandayo. Just at this time, King Yudhishthira was considering performing a horse sacrifice to get freed from sins incurred from fighting with kinsmen. But he became anxious to get some wealth, for there were no surplus funds outside of fines and tax collection. Interesting. As the Brahmanas and Vipras had a right to be subsidized by the state executive head had the right to collect taxes and fines from the citizens. After the battle of Kurukshetra, the state's treasury was exhausted. So much fighting. And therefore, there was no surplus fund except the fund from tax collection and fines. Such funds were sufficient only for the state budget. And having no excess fund, the king was anxious to get more wealth in some other way in order to perform the horse sacrifice. Maharaj Yudhishthira wanted to perform this sacrifice under the instruction of Bhishmadev. So he's doing it according to rules, shastra and Bhishmadev authority. Excuse me. Text 33. Tat abhi pretam alakshya brataro chutta choditaha danam prahinam ajaru udicham dishi burishaha. Understanding the hearty wishes of the king, his brothers, as advised by the infallible Lord Krishna, collected sufficient riches from the north left by King Marutta. Okay, you can read about King Marutta. In the last paragraph, Srila Prabhupada writes, "The success of a particular type of sacrifice completely depends on the priest in charge. In this age, all kinds of sacrifice are forbidden because there is no learned priest amongst the so-called Brahmanas who go by the false notion of being Brahmanas by virtue of being sons of Brahmanas but without Brahminical qualifications. In this age of Kali, therefore, only one kind of sacrifice is recommended, Sankirtana Yajna, as inaugurated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So we should chant Hare Krishna. And when you finish chanting, and if you have time, you should chant some more. Hari, come. Come. Sit down there. Don't be part of the problem. Text 34. तेना संवृता संभारो धर्म पुत्रो युधिष्ठिरः वाजी मेधा स्त्रीभिर्भीतो यज्ञाय समयजत् दरिम्. By those riches, the king could procure the ingredients for 3 horse sacrifices. Thus, the pious king Yudhishthira, who was very fearful after the battle of Kurukshetra, pleased Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. Each horse sacrifice is very, very expensive. It's not so easy to do. So he did 3 of them. He was very unhappy after the battle of Kurukshetra. But after talking to Bhishma Dev and so on, he ruled the country. And then during the time of Parikshit Maharaj, he conducted this yagnas, Ashwamedha yagnas. Personally, he took responsibility for all the sins committed in the war. Because he felt, because they placed him as the king, right? The battle was fought so that he is the rightful king. It wasn't any fault, but he felt that he was responsible somehow. Sometimes we feel like that. Most of the time we feel we are not responsible. That's how we are. But Yudhishthira Maharaj is showing how to be a real person who's responsible. Even though he wasn't wrong, he still felt that he was responsible. And so then he performed the sacrifice to clear such sins. And just like any working person, as a king, he also had to collect all the taxes, and in this case, the golds from King Marutta, so that he can do their sacrifices. Prabhupada writes, Maharaj Yudhishthira had to collect the necessary heaps of gold left by Maharaj Marutta and the brahmanas who were given gold in charity by King Marutta. The learned brahmanas could not take away all the loads of gold given by Maharaj Marutta, and therefore they left behind the major portion of the gift. And Maharaj Marutta also did not again collect such heaps of gold given away in charity. Besides that, all the golden plates and utensils which were used in the sacrifice were also thrown in the dustbins, and all such heaps of gold remained unclaimed property for a long time, till Maharaj Yudhishthira collected them for his own purposes. See, nobody went there to steal it or anything. People were so highly elevated. Isn't it? Now means people take a big 3-tonner truck and start taking and hiding it.
Gold rush.
You know, just like if a truck goes by and a big sack of rice falls down, the man will take and hide it. Whereas animals will take what they need. Anyway, Maharaj Yudhishthira performed the sacrifice to please the Lord. He wasn't doing it for any other reason. He wasn't doing it for his selfish reason. He was thinking there's sin, but I have to do it to please the Lord so that the sin can be removed. So in the second paragraph, Prabhupada writes, the Bhagavatam says, therefore, that the prime duty of the human being is to satisfy the Supreme Lord by the performance of one's occupational duty. And what is that? No, what is that word? Verse. No. Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. So what's the first one? Ataha. Pumbi dvishtrishna vibhagasa swanusthitasya dharmasya samsidhir haritoshana. Okay, so that's how best among the 12 men is therefore conclude the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging one's prescribed duty for one's own occupation according to caste and order of duty to please haritoshanam. Yeah, samsidhir haritoshana. Okay.
In the second paragraph, Prabhupada writes very nicely some points there. One should take lessons from the acts of Maharaj Yudhishthira. He was afraid of sins committed on the battlefield.
Yeah, I think we covered that already.
And he says this indicates that unintentional sins are also committed.
You know, daily yes.
Of duties, and to counteract even such an intention comes, one must perform activities such as they are different level scriptures.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's always going to be sins committed. As long as you're in the material world, sins will be committed. But to overcome these sins, you make your life Krishna conscious. So whatever you're doing it for Krishna. So even though if you step on some insect or something, the Lord will forgive you for that, or that is not considered sin because you're not doing it on purpose. In any case, that insect won't be there. The Paramatma will move that insect like that. So it will happen if you are very Krishna conscious. Yeah. Huh?
Krishna will save us from
committing sins himself. Yeah, so. But the point is, you know, unintentionally you can do some mistake, just like King Nirga. He didn't want to do the mistake, but it happened anyway. But therefore, by doing devotional service, you can overcome all these things. So one must do sacrifices. And our sacrifice is Sankirtan Yajna. So we have to do a lot of this chanting and doing devotional service at the temple. So we can therefore get out of this contaminated state. Okay. Anyway, during Maharaj Yudhishthira time, they could do all this kind of Ashwamedha, horse sacrifice, cow sacrifice, or whatever sacrifice. Because they had qualified brahmanas, like the astrology and all, they can do so perfectly. So they can be done. But nowadays it's not possible. Where are those brahmanas? Who can come and chant purely, you know? You can't do all that. Even when for the ceremony of Ram, when they wanted the sacrifice Putresti Yajna to get the pious from the Lord, that sacrifice also had a specific type of individual can perform that sacrifice. Not everyone can do it. So Rishyarishringa, no? He was the only one who could do it. Yeah.
Not even Vasishtha.
Yeah, Vasishtha also himself said, I can't do that. Because he was married. So you can't do that. So there's so many complicated things. So therefore, in this age, there's no choice except chanting of holy name. So then we have to follow that, you know, according to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then you find everything will slowly get better and better. We must have faith in it and depend on Krishna and Guru and sadhus. And definitely we'll make progression. Text 35. Ahuto Bhagavan Rajna Yaja Yitva Dvijayar Nirpam Uvasa Katichin Masan Suridam Priyakam Yaya. Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, been invited to the sacrifices by Maharaj Yudhishthira, saw to it that they were performed by qualified twice born brahmanas. After that, for the pleasure of the relatives, the Lord remained a few months. So the Lord came back from Dwaraka for this ceremony. Anyways, this brahmanas, Prabhupada writes, right, twice born. Then in the middle of the paragraph, Prabhupada says, one must be twice born by proper training initiation from the bona fide acharya. The once born scions of brahmana families are equal to the once born sudras. Okay? You'll get that. And such brahma bandhus, unqualified once born men, have no right to accept the priesthood for performing any kind of fruitive sacrifice. Such once-born scions must be rejected for any purpose of religious or Vedic function. Lord Sri Krishna was entrusted to look after this arrangement. And perfect as he is, he caused the yajnas to be performed by the bona fide twice-born brahmanas for successful execution. So, qualified people were meant to do this thing, not unqualified people. What Prabhupada is saying is, nowadays there's too many unqualified people who are posing as brahmanas. So, therefore we should reject these people and actually follow in this ISKCON Because ISKCON, no doubt we may not be so great, at least we are following an Acharya who is a perfect person. And we don't cheat. Okay? Text 36. Tato rajna vyanu jnataha krishnaya saha bandhubihi yayau dwaravatim brahman sarjuno yadubi vritaha. O Shaunaka, thereafter the Lord, having bidden farewell to King Yudhishthira, Draupadi and other relatives, started for the city of Dwaraka, accompanied by Arjuna and members of the Yadu dynasty. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Birth of Emperor Parikshit Maharaj.
So Arjuna went with Krishna after the
second time.
Yeah. So tomorrow we will meet at Krishna Kirtan Prabhu's place.